Welcome to another episode of Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today's topic is about jealousy. Jealousy, in a nutshell, is wanting what someone else has. It's really lust. And we all know that lust is a sin. God has a plan for every detail of our lives, and we need to trust His plan. Let me read a couple of verses to you. Let's start with James 3, 14 and 15. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Psalms 37, 1 through 3 says, fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. You know, we really need to see others through the eyes of Christ. That's love. And love looks through the lens of a telescope. Jealousy looks through the lens of Satan's veil, of deception, and it's more like a microscope where you nitpick and you just look for the little fine details of things. And the underlying issues, when you look through the life of others or your own life through a microscope, is either usually fear or insecurity. Perfect love casts out all fear, so we know fear is a tool of the enemy. And so is insecurity. He wants to make you feel less than. Another root of jealousy could be disappointment. But remember this. God knows what you need. And He knows when you need it. So again, we have to trust His plan. We don't want jealousy to take root in our hearts because it can lead to bitterness. Let's read a couple of other verses. James 3:16 says, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. Jealousy is really dangerous. It can lead to very volatile, angry situations. It can lead to hate, being overcritical. It can divide people in marriages or in partnerships and business. It can cause people to become greedy or to seek revenge. People have killed other people historically because of jealousy. It's really an unhealthy competition. And again, Satan is the one who's playing puppet master in the situation. Proverbs 14:30 says, a tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot. Those are some pretty serious words. Now, how do you get over jealousy? Well, first of all, as with any other sin, you have to acknowledge it and repent. That means to pray and say, you know what, God, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have acted like that. I'm not even sure what that was about. I know better, and I pray that you forgive me. And be sincere. We all mess up. I've been jealous before. I think most of us have. You know, it's just something that happens. But we don't have to live that way. And we can certainly get over it and get through it. So let me encourage you to be satisfied and content with what God has given you. You can control your own desires, because if you are driven by jealousy, and jealousy is in the driver's seat, this shows that you are being controlled by your own desires rather than by the Holy Spirit. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 3:3. And as you know, it always takes me a minute to find these verses. Okay. Let's see. I don't like what the message is saying. Let me find a different one. I'm going to read a different version. You are still not following the Spirit. You are jealous of each other and you are always arguing with each other. This shows that you are still following your own selfish desires. You're acting like ordinary people of the world. And we know that as Christians that we are to be separate. We're to live a holy, separate, righteous life. And we should not look like the world. Let's go to Galatians 5:26, and I think I'm going to stick with this easy read version. We must not feel proud and boast about ourselves. We must not cause trouble for each other or be jealous of each other. So, I mean, I could probably read you 30 verses just on jealousy. So to me, that shows me that it's a pretty big issue and that the Lord wants us to know about it so that we can get over it. So after we repent, we renounce and rebuke Satan and stop listening to the lies that he's whispering into our ears. We have to change our speech and thought patterns and make sure that they are positive and Christ-like. And so instead of saying, I wish I had that house or I wish I had that car, say, you know what? I'm happy for them. They have a big family. They needed more space. Thank God that he provided for them. Change how you think. Change what you say. Accept God's will for other people and for you. You know, and also being jealous is like saying, God got it wrong. Who are we to say that? He knows what we need and when we need it and how we need it and why we need it. So we can't question God. Jealousy is a human emotion, but it doesn't have to become a chronic situation where roots are growing. When you see that rising up in you, you stop it right then and there, and you start praising and thanking God for everything that he has done for you. The fact that you're alive and you're awake is a blessing. You know, I was just thinking the other day, passing through an area where there's a lot of homeless people and just thinking about just a lot of things, how blessed we are when we have somewhere to sleep at night that's safe. It's really not safe sleeping outdoors, even in your car. You're at the will of crazy people or dangerous people. You're blessed if you had one meal today. Lots of people didn't get to eat anything. I remember over the Christmas holiday, I was driving around with my oldest daughter. We were looking for the movies and just kind of driving around until it started. And I saw at the corner of my eye a homeless man, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, stop and talk to that person. But I kept driving, and then when we were headed back home, I said, Shelby, I need to find this homeless person. She's like, who are you talking about, Mama? I said, I saw someone out the corner of my eye and I need to check on them. And she immediately got worried. You're not getting out of the car. You know, some people are mentally ill, which is true. I said, but you know what, sweetie, I've learned over the years when the Holy Spirit says stop, I stop. So sure enough, I found the person. I pulled up to him, and it was Christmas Day, and that was hard because nobody should be by themselves on Christmas. But anyway, I said, Merry Christmas, sir. I'm sorry that you're out here on Christmas. Is there anything I can do for you? Are you hungry? And up to that point, he really hadn't looked at me or said anything. But as soon as I said, are you hungry? He looked me dead in the eye and said, ma'am, I'm always hungry. You see, y'all, you have nothing. You have no reason to be jealous. You have enough. You have more than enough. This man was alone on Christmas. He was a young man. He was a good-looking man. I don't even know his story. But he was hungry, so I gave him money. He immediately walked across the parking lot and went straight into a Denny's to eat. And I was just praying, please don't let them turn him away because of how he looks or how he smells. please let them have a heart of compassion on him and let him have a good meal and let this be a Christmas where he remembers that God sent him someone to help him. So turn your jealousy into compassion. Turn your jealousy into outreach. Turn your jealousy into volunteering. Turn your jealousy into charity. Turn your jealousy into love. God bless you.